You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
We are back on Real Presence Live as we continue our show this morning, coming to you from the Fargo studio. It's good to be with you. I am Brandon Clark, joined by...
And I am Lynn Devitt.
And just finished up an important conversation with Jason Adkins. I really want to highlight the importance of going back and listening to that conversation.
Definitely.
So we can understand what this so-called Equal Rights Amendment is. I loved how they called it the Erosion of Rights Amendment, because it is not a good thing. So go back and listen to that, and then go to mncatholic.org and join the Catholic Action Network so you can be aware of what's happening, and you can also write to your representatives and senators and make sure your voice is heard. Yeah. This is a very important time. As I mentioned, we're coming into the last 2 weeks where a lot of major votes are going to happen. And so whatever you can do, please take action. And of course, pray, Lynn.
Yeah, pray and ask yourself if traditional media would be presenting these kinds of topics in the way that we are able to in local Catholic media. And I just, when Jason was talking about that, this is one of the, another reason why I am so passionate about local Catholic media, Real Presence Radio. So
absolutely.
You know, our live drive is next week. That's why Lori is here. But if you want to keep these local stories from a Catholic perspective coming in, that kind of support is key. So, yeah.
Well, maybe, Lynn, you could fill in for us just for a second before we introduce Lori. Why do we have a live drive at RPR?
Well, because we are fully funded by our listeners, our donors. This is really the only way that we can get income. Every once in a while, you will hear spots from underwriters. As a nonprofit, we can get people to underwrite on our radio station to help support, but actually that can only support us a pretty small percentage. We still have to do fundraising for 80%+ of our operational costs, and it costs just about $2.4 million a year between technology. We have really great people that work here that also have bills to pay. So we have to pay people. We have to keep the lights on. We have to pay for tower work. So there's a lot going on. We are very, very careful with your money. But at the same time, we do need the funds in order to keep operations going. And so if this kind of media is important, if it's important for our listeners to know the craziness of what's happening in Minnesota and how close they are to North Dakota and South Dakota, and, you know, this might, you know, just kind of bleed over a little, just keeping local Catholic content, because you're probably not going to get this on most of your national media, what's happening specifically in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, in the political realm, and how us as a Catholic community need to get together and fight this.
Right. So, Lori.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. So, live drive. Coming up next week.
Next week already.
May 14th through the 16th.
Yes.
What do we need to know about that?
Oh, let's see. We have a bunch of new places that we're going this year. You know, we have our standards. We have like Fargo and Bismarck and all our major markets. But then we like to add different places that we haven't been before. So we're adding Mohall and Glen Allen and Belfield. And also Jamestown this year. So it's just always fun to be able to go out and meet the people that are listening and to just hear their stories. It's just fabulous.
I think that's another reason, Lynn, why we have a live drive, because it's an opportunity. I've heard people actually call it a 3-day retreat, because it's an opportunity to hear about people's encounters with Christ through Catholic radio, specifically Real Presence Radio.
Definitely. Many people are probably sick of my story, but I was a listener for many years before I started working here. And I loved listening to the live drive. Like, I would get excited. I'm a monthly donor. I've been a monthly donor for 10 years now. And and that hasn't stopped, but I'd still get excited about hearing the stories and the hosts and meeting people and knowing that I was part of a larger community of Catholic radio junkies. I don't mean to say that in a negative way. I always thought of it as a positive thing. Yeah. But just this idea of I was part of a larger community. I mean, we see that in our banquets, but that's very local. There's something beautiful about the live drive. Like I said, I'm speaking as a listener. I always found it pretty darn exciting.
And you talked earlier, Lynn, about the fundraising and why we do it. You know, our banquets is one way that we also do our fundraising. But the live drives, those are the big guys. And so our goal, this live drive, is $600,000. So, yeah. And we can do it.
Absolutely, we can. I've seen the past reports. It is definitely doable.
Yep.
But that's why we invite everybody to be able to do it, because we're not expecting, I mean, we would love if one person could give $500,000, but we know that's probably not realistic.
And right. And it's not supposed to be like that.
Exactly.
We are supposed to be doing this together. Mm-hmm. Every month that I see Real Presence Radio is getting another, you know, whatever I give them on a monthly basis. I've been doing it for a while. I know that I am part of an evangelization apostolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from a monthly donor perspective, it's easier for me to give monthly.
Right.
But it also, from our side, to have a somewhat reliable understanding of what's coming in, because some months cause me some anxiety. I stay up at night. I'm looking at the calendar to see when do we do the next ACH draw so my stomach stops hurting. Being part of this has taught me that I have to trust the Lord in a completely different way.
Right.
And it's trusting the Lord through the Holy Spirit who is speaking to you right now, who are listening, and the people who will be listening next week.
Yeah, yep. Well, and what I want people to understand is it doesn't have to be a large monthly amount. Could you even do a dollar a day? Mm-hmm. You know, we like to talk about that. What do we spend our money on, and how many dollars a day do we spend? Is there an opportunity to be able to give back in that way? Or, you know, even if that's too much, could you do $10 or $15, $25, whatever it is? Right. All gifts, large and small, are greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And they add up in so many people just can't do that. But we are so happy with everything that we get. We really are.
And and that being said, we absolutely need both.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, you know, thank goodness for those of us who donate on the smaller side. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness that we have those who have the means to give truly transformational gifts. We could not do this without everyone. We could not do this without the $10 a month. But we also couldn't do this without the gifts of $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000.
Right. So, you know, depending on your means, understanding that this is all going to us, and we are very careful. If you have a transformational gift and you're like, Lynn, can I trust you with my money? Please call me, and I want to prove to you what we do with it. And we do only the things that we need to do to keep the organization running. Mm-hmm. So all gifts, I heard dollar a day 10 years ago, and then I looked at my income and I said, Lynn, you can do $2 a day. So my first monthly donation was $60 a month, because I had to be honest with myself. I could do at that time, especially, $2 a day. And so, but if you can do $10 a month, that will get you a t-shirt. So that's actually why you're here today, Lori.
Yeah. So we have some drawing items that we have throughout the live drive for our donors. Some of them include like a RPR mug and a tote bag. And we actually have a statue of Sleeping Joseph that EWTN donated to us. And we have a book, The Holy Hour with Mother Angelica, that EWTN also donated, and t-shirts.
That were also donated.
Yes, that were also donated. Yes. Absolutely.
Awesome.
We really lucked out this year with donations. Did. It's been great.
It's a great opportunity.
So if you are a new donor of $10 or more a month, you get a t-shirt. Or if you're a lapsed donor, so you haven't donated since January of 2022, and you don't donate $10 or more a month, you get a t-shirt. And an existing donor, if you increase your monthly donation of $10 or more a month, guess what? You get a t-shirt.
You get a t-shirt. You get a t-shirt.
I've seen this before.
And then we also have the Apostle Level Gift, which is a beautiful holy water font that has the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the Most Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph on it. And It's been touched to a reliquary containing the crib of Jesus, Mary's veil, and Saint Joseph's cloak. Yeah. So and it's very special.
It's very special. Wow. And just a heads up on the blessing and the third class relic, we're actually going to have a story in the fall newsletter explaining our gift of the priest that has all of these relics. So another thing is any donation, if you are an active donor, you get our newsletter. So if you want to know more about how we get these things blessed, donate this the spring live drive so you get the fall newsletter.
Yep. Yeah. So about 30 seconds left. How can people give if they want to donate during the live drive?
They can go safely to our online, realpresenceradio.com, and at the top there's a donate button. Or you can call our office, 877-795-0122, and talk to one of our great volunteers. Or you can just send us a donation too. That works as well. So,
and it's not just volunteers who answer the phone. We actually make everyone who works here answer the phone too. So you might talk to a great volunteer and you might talk to someone who just is being forced to answer the phone because we pay them.
But they will do so with a joyful heart.
But they are so joyful. So
that's my favorite part of the live drive.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So just a reminder, spring live drive coming up May 14th through the 16th. That's next week, Tuesday through Thursday. Please plan to call in and donate and continue to support this great work of evangelization. All right, we have to step away to a quick break. When we return, Dr. Chris DeCock is going to join us talking about Catholic sexual ethics and what the church actually teaches about sex and its goodness. It's a conversation you want to stay tuned for. We'll be right back.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
If you have ever been through the hell of deep darkness and suffering, like the suicide of a loved one, do you know that your experience may be helpful to someone else? I'm Father Chris Alar. Mercy is defined as a particular mode of love that when love encounters suffering, it does something about it. And when you exercise the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, you are truly loving your neighbor. Jesus said, "When a soul approaches me with trust, I fill it with an abundance of graces that it cannot contain it within itself, but radiates them to other souls." Let us show you how to be that radiator and find healing for yourself in the process. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost. And to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
Spring brings the promise of new beginnings. The season reminds us that a new life is always around the corner. We can take inspiration from this and create a little spring of our own by remembering a life that was dear to us. A memorial gift of cash or property is a wonderful way in which to perpetuate the memory of a loved one. Please let us know about a person or persons you would like to remember and the best way we can honor them. For more information, please call Mike at 701-290-4503.
Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.